going to say this. The ICE is the law. And people who intervene with the law and do crazy stuff happens to them. And isn't it funny that the media is mocking and making this a big deal that two people were killed? And do you know under Barack Obama, 59 were killed? No comment, no nothing. He's the one that built the cages and put people in. He deported more people than Trump has deported. And I would say this, if you come into this country, you have to assimilate and become an American. That's what it's about. You know, we welcome people from every nation in the world, but you got to come right, and then you have to become an American. You have to give up your allegiance to any other country and make America your home. My dad taught me to be a patriot and to love this country. And before I was a Christian, I loved this country. Why? Because God, in His providence, created a nation from all the nations of the world. And we're one nation, not one, not two, not five, not ten, one nation under God. So if you're here, go through the process and become an American, because this is the greatest nation in the history of the world. It's been proven.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Friends, thank you so much. We're talking with Pastor Steve Smotherman today, Legacy Church, New Mexico. But before we get to him, there's some things we just need to talk about. Minnesota, what's happening in America right now, and the coordinated protests of the left. This is a case study of really what happens when people reject God, when institutions that once fostered moral restraint abandon that role. The real cause of the coordinated chaos can be traced back more than a century, really, to the radical influence of Italian Marxist Antonio Gramsci and the so-called Long March Through the Institutions. Now, note that this was not a military campaign. They knew they couldn't overtake America with their strength militarily. It's a cultural and ideological agenda. And the strategy was to transform society, not by overthrowing government outright, but by infiltrating core institutions, universities, public education, the media, the courts, and sadly, even some churches. And there's confusion in the church today, which we'll talk about. But the objective was to shape what people were taught, what would be considered normal, respectable, and acceptable, so that radical leftist political outcomes would eventually become inevitable. And so we've got to clarify this and talk with Pastor Steve about how we should view these things as Bible-believing Christians and disciples of Christ in America with what's happening today. Brother, Pastor Steve Smotherman, good to see you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and podcast, so thank you for having me.
You're most welcome, sir, and that's what we're going to get to. But before we do that, I want to give the website. First of all, Pastor Steve is on Facebook, where that clip and more of his straight talk, which we need in the body of Christ today, can be found. That's Facebook at Steve Smotherman ABQ for Albuquerque. And then the website, legacychurch.com. He's a senior pastor there. Great church in New Mexico, legacychurch.com. We'll also be talking about Legacy Academy in a minute. But before we get into Minnesota, Somalia, Islam, immigration, what's going on with the protests, ICE, Pastor Steve, you had a really exciting event recently. Was it a grand opening for the Legacy Center? I saw that post on Facebook recently. Tell us about that and what's going on there.
Well, what you saw was that we dedicated it to the Lord for His kingdom, for His work. We had a bunch of our church folks show up and board members, and it was really a really cool thing to do. And the Legacy Center, we bought a building across the street from our campus, and it's 200,000 square feet. And we bought it, and we've renovated it, and it has come out incredible. We're using it to reach the community. We have four basketball courts in there. We have an incredible weight room. We have classrooms in there. We're also starting for our community at a place we're calling the Learning Center, where parents can take their kids that are, you know, maybe falling behind or have fell behind in public schools with reading, history, math, and we're getting our people, and they're gonna tutor these kids for free. We're also starting a GED program over there, because we have one of the highest dropout rates in America per capita. For young people who have dropped out of school, we're being certified to have our own GED program where we can teach the kids, tutor the kids, and then we can give them their test and hopefully give them their high school equivalent degree. So we're doing a lot of stuff with this building to not only enhance our school, but enhance and do things in the community.
Okay, Pastor Steve, we're thankful for your voice. And I think I met you five, maybe going on six years ago now in Texas, Grapevine at Liberty Pastors, the conference there. And it was such a blessing through the years just to see your bold stance. And I know you've taken the hits, and yet you keep on growing as a ministry, as a church, Legacy Academy, which we'll talk about in just a few minutes. I haven't talked to you since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I don't think we've had you on since then. Yeah. He's spoken at your church. He used to do some work here at Freedom Project. And it's really interesting to see the reaction of the church. Maybe that's a little disappointing because some pastors didn't even talk about it. But it was also eye-opening. We're in a new place now in this day and age in America where we saw a percentage, not all, but some on the left celebrate his death openly, proudly, which we never would have seen that 20, 30, 50 years ago. What changed, and what do you see as a pastor that something on a public campus like that can happen? I mean, there are idiots and demoniacs that'll do things like that, but to see some people support that, that's kind of new for America, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, we have what I would call enemies, the left, the liberals, but I don't want them to be murdered. And the difference is the left thinks they can get away with anything, and people who are like us, Christians and conservatives, are unwilling to say anything. And Charlie was a friend of mine. He'd come here a bunch of times. We talked a lot. And I thought he was one of the greatest young men I've ever met in my life, one of the smartest guys I've ever met. And what happened to him being martyred was just so horrific. But when people celebrated his death, it just shows you America has no conscience, because they've taken the Ten Commandments, the Bible, out of the school system. So people have no conscience. So they think it's okay that to murder people when God says, thou shalt not murder. It is. And then the Christians that say, well, I didn't like his speech. Well, did you hear of them? Most of them hadn't even really heard. They just heard what the left media put out there. Yep. And when you listen to him, he made so much sense. He got murdered for being a godly, pro-American, patriot young man. And to me, the people on our side, whether you want to call it the right, conservative, or just really Christian people who believe in a biblical worldview, we've just been silent so long. So when we're silent, they just take over. They take over all the verbiage, the talk, the dialogues, the, you know, and we sit back and don't say anything. And I think it's just a horrific thing what's happened in America.
Yeah. And people, because in part due to the media, the irresponsible people that call themselves journalists and social media and others, there are people who don't really know what he stood for, what he actually said, but they'll believe the propaganda, the talking points, and like he's a fascist or a racist. But let's just talk about being a fascist. A fascist doesn't hand you the microphone and let you share whatever you want and disagree. So people are confused. But Steve, we've got a battle going on. And I know our audience and people that in your church obviously know this is a spiritual battle. There is warfare. It's very real. That's at the core. But what we're seeing now, it seems to be a new intensity played out in the public square. And now the arena seems to be immigration, ICE. But these are federal laws. And I think you said in that clip that we opened with, Obama and Biden, I think, they deported more people than President Trump has so far, and you'll never hear that in the media. So there's so many lies and deception going on. Could you speak to that more for a moment?
Well, I mean, you know, you have a media that, like with Barack Obama, the blue states cooperated with him. The only reason it's an issue with Trump, because the blue states don't want to cooperate with the president, the legislature, the Constitution of our United States. And we, again, we give up the airways because most people aren't willing to say anything like you and standing up and fighting for our rights and our freedoms. And so, you know, it's just that's how it's become. And the media does such a good job with language framing. Mm-hmm. And language framing is they attach an emotion to something like, well, if you don't agree with homosexuality, you're a hater. And put people, the average person say, I don't want to be a hater. So they attach emotion to it, and therefore they silence the church, and they have. And to me, I'm like, when you become a Christian, you got to understand the Bible has no emotion to it. It's either right, wrong, obedience or don't obey, do or don't do. And we always attach emotions to it because we want to feel better. I don't want to be intolerant, so I'll accept this other stuff. And it's just what's happened in our country because Christians are too silent. They don't vote. They don't come out and say, you know, even Christians say, well, it's not my thing to vote. Well, if God gave us the freedom to vote in our Constitution, it is your civic duty to vote as a Christian and as an American. And we've just given up. We're not even in the fight. And that's what's going on.
Yeah. So now let's go back to the education factor here. And I'm thankful for Freedom Project here. Other homeschool organizations. I'm thankful for private schools that are actually teaching. And of course, what you're doing there at Legacy Academy. But our friend Alex Newman at Liberty Sentinel put out something a couple days ago saying, rallying against ICE, students across U.S. join the revolution. Now, they wouldn't do it without the leftist push of the teachers' unions. Now, I'm not saying all teachers are leftist, Democrats, communists. I'm saying there's a lot of influence that's pushing them and the propagandas. And plus, take the day off, right? Sending the wrong message. But I don't know who, I got a quote, I don't know where I got this, but it says, if our schools are now stages for political activism, we have to look honestly at how that happened and what it says about the generations being raised in this moment. Steve, your thoughts?
Well, when I was in school, you know, they taught the Bible. I learned creation in public school, and they made fun of the theory of evolution. They said, well, that's the theory, but here's what really happened. Wow. And they taught us to have a conscience. Mm-hmm. And when they removed prayer from school, everybody knew that was involved in that, knew that it would become so secular that the teachers would have free reign with these kids 8 hours a day to indoctrinate them. They're no longer being educated. They're being indoctrinated to things they don't understand, they don't get, and they're just, you know, speaking the talking points of the left. And it's just so awful what they've done with our public school system. And the first thing was remove God. So these kids have no conscience. So when they go shoot somebody, they do these things. There's nothing in them to restrain them.
So I want to share a little bit about this article from Alex Newman and then show some pictures that a colleague of ours, a Wisconsinite, Dr. Jake Jacobs, he's now in Arizona. Well, he was in Phoenix when they had protests and the kids were out there, students, when they should have been in school. But let's go back to this article. Alex Newman, thousands of K-12 students walked out nationwide in an ICE protest, an event promoted as activism but rooted in government-backed indoctrination. Now, this was encouraged by educators nationwide. And you saw some of the signs, F Trump, F ICE. Yeah, that's now, is that telling, you know, students to be critical thinkers? No, that's saying this is the worldview. You've got to be a leftist. You've got to be a social justice activist. Look at that photo there. Students across the metro Phoenix area protest ICE. And like I said, this is only one part of the country. And only because Jake Jacobs is out there right now. He sent us this. But we could receive these, like Pastor Steve said, from blue cities or blue states across the country. Not all schools did this. We're not saying that. But it sends a horrible message to kids and in the education system that they are promoting or supporting this leftist cause. They don't understand, Pastor Steve, that there's laws on the books. We have our immigration laws. We have to have borders. You're not a country without a border. And you said recently immigrants should assimilate to the American way. That's not intolerant. That's not hateful. That's having some structure in your country. Go ahead and share a little bit more about that.
Well, I mean, we're one nation under God. We're not five nations under God. And when you come into a country, you want to become part of it, you have to assimilate, you have to give up your allegiance to any other country and pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And even the Bible speaks to this. You can find scripture after scripture. Acts 17 talks about it. Romans 13, Numbers 15 talks about borders. And you don't get to come into another country and divide it. We're a house. We're not divided. We're supposed to be united. And this is what happens. These people come in here. They don't want to become Americans. They hate America. They put up their own flags, you know, Viva la Mexico, whatever. And we think it's okay. It's not okay. This is the United States of America, no other country. And if you want to come to this country, you better go by the laws of the land and become a citizen and pledge allegiance to this nation, to the Constitution, to live as an American. And people have a problem. They go, well, that's mean. It's not mean. It's biblical.
It's mean.
I mean, I just gave you three scriptures. It's so biblical that God's the one that built the borders. So we would know what nation's what. You know, you didn't have all the Hittites or whatever, you know, all those folks. You didn't have them coming into Israel. They no. If you came into Israel, I mean, you look at Rahab, that the prostitute that saved the spies. When she went back to camp, she couldn't come in the camp because she wasn't Jewish yet. She wasn't Hebrew. Because you can't come into a nation unless you're willing to be a part of the nation. And if you're not willing to be a part, my thought is get out then. Go back to your own country and live the way you want to live. But in America, we have to do it the right way and by the Constitution.
Yes, amen. The Constitution that the left keeps on rallying against. But anyway, we're going to take a brief pause. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters. Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kaw, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com. So Pastor Steve Smotherman, I got another quote here from a different article I've been looking up over. Anyway, it says, a mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a mind poisoned with radical left agendas is even worse. And they're talking about the public education system. We've had these conversations before, obviously. You've done something about it. A lot of churches are you know, building schools. You did something over at Legacy Academy. Tell us about how that's going. And that just seems to be growing and doing very, very well. And a lot more churches hopefully will do the same. Share more about the academy, please.
Well, We started school 21 years ago, and I made it a discipleship school. Like, we're not evangelizing. We're giving our kids a proper education and the atmosphere that would be Christian-like, and we're teaching them a biblical worldview. And I think, you know, the Catholics were smart about this. Whenever they'd go establish a church, they would establish a school to indoctrinate kids into Catholicism. Christians, we've just been so passive, and I don't know how, I don't have a better word. You probably have a better word. We've just been way too passive, way too trying to get along to get along. We are not called to be the world's friend. We're called to be a friend of God. Amen. And if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. And we have forgotten just some of the basics of Christianity. And so I think everybody should start a school. I love our school. Our girls just won the 2A state championship in volleyball. And so that makes me happy because we play to win.
That's awesome.
I think it's a great thing to have.
So this is at legacyacademynm.com. NM for New Mexico. That's legacyacademynm.com. So this is primarily for people that are local and regional that live there, correct? Not online?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Correct. So if you're in the New Mexico area, Lord knows we need godly kids, godly families in New Mexico and every, you know, blue state in America. But thanks for what you do and congrats on the good success there. We pray that it keeps going because we need more of it. But now back to the problem with the public schools. Steve, there's so many Christian families that I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't understand what their kids are being taught, maybe until it's too late. What are your thoughts on decade after decade after decade? We've seen the decline in the biblical worldview. We've seen the growth of the LGBTQ, the transgenderism, and kids being, you know, parents aren't being told, they're being transitioned at school, or they're being encouraged. We've seen the social justice stuff, like fighting Trump and the Republicans and immigration, ICE. I mean, we're seeing all kinds of stuff that's not education, but yet there's way too many, in my opinion, and I come from a family of teachers, way too many Christian families with their kids in the government-run schools. Why do you think that is still today?
I've talked to parents, and someone will say this, well, I just want my kids to know what the world believes and all that. But what they missed is, until they're 18, you're training them. Too many parents today are wanting to be their kids' friends. We get in our school, mom will say, my 14-year-old wants to go somewhere else. And I'm like, how in the world is your 14-year-old able to make a decision of that magnitude? And the parents that I see, they just think wrong. You have to train your kid up. So I'm going to train them up biblically. I'm going to train them up with a biblical worldview. I'm going to train them up in a Christian place and not get indoctrinated into all the junk. And they let it. Again, I think it's passivity. I don't, maybe apathy. I'll let the schools deal with my kids and I'm busy doing my life. It's just so intriguing to me. Because I can't comprehend it.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher, especially seeing so many horror stories. And we've interviewed families, we've interviewed people on this program that have had a son or a daughter. What was that program? It was some sort of art, forgot what it's called, but it was an after school class and it was led by the LGBTQ. But they didn't advertise that, but they were transitioning kids. And this girl, Christian family, this girl came home and told her, Erin Lee in Colorado, we've had her on. She came home and told her mom, yeah, I think I'm a boy. And her parents were like, what? And that was just like an after school thing. So they're around their kids all day, around other kids, their friends who aren't believers, they're around social media. They've got Hollywood, they've got the corporations sending messages and the sports leagues and all that. And then, of course, they've got the teachers. And so, like you said earlier, you remove God and the biblical worldview, Bible, prayer, Ten Commandments, that's a pretty big void. Something had to fill it, right, Pastor Steve? And a lot of things, a lot of other religions, but not Christian, filled that, didn't they?
Do you know why the homosexual community is so involved in public education? Because mm-hmm. two homosexuals, whether it's two women, two men, cannot create one thing. So because they can't create, like you and your wife, me and my wife, we can create, we can procreate. And they can't. So what do they have to do? They recruit. And what is the best place to recruit kids? When they're five, when they're four. I think one of the mantras of the homosexual community is get them by eight or it's too late. And it's they know where to go after them. And we've allowed this country, this government, and I would go after this with all my heart. We've allowed the homosexual community to go and recruit our kids before they're 18. We should be smart and say, you won't have any of this until they're 18. Then they can decide what they want to do. But that's what's happening. They're recruiting our kids, and Christian parents are sending their kids to the slaughter and not even knowing it. This kid would have never had a thought. If they'd have been around a Christian kids and that, they'd have never been indoctrinated to, hey, you may not really be a girl, you're a boy. It's so dumb. When you look at it, it's so demonic.
Yeah, it is,
and
exactly.
And I don't know why more preachers aren't speaking up on this. They recruit our kids, and we don't even know how to fight.
Well, because we've been sold a lie, I think, maybe in the church, to be compassionate, and speaking the truth might hurt them or offend somebody, so that's not the loving thing to do, which is a lie. If you love them, yes, you will tell them the truth. I know I'm preaching to the choir, Pastor Steve. I've got to close out.
I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I've got to close out, but back to this article by Tony Perkins at Harbinger's Daily. At the end, he says, more citizens are fed up. He said, we are now trying to work to restore what was lost, preserve what has been essential to our republic under God. He said, because restoration does not begin in Washington, it begins in classrooms, courtrooms, churches, and homes. Pastor Steve, in the last couple of minutes, just close us out here with some encouragement for Christian families.
I think for Christian families, we just have to learn to stand on the Word of God. And if it goes against culture, so what? I'm never worried about offending people for preaching the gospel. I'm never. I'll tell people, I may apologize if our bathrooms are dirty at the church, but I'll never apologize for the Word of God. And I won't do it. And I think too many Christians are apologetic from what the Word of God says. It talks about explicitly, you know, the homosexuals say, well, that doesn't say the word homosexual in the Bible. It doesn't need to. We didn't have that word back then. But it says man with man and woman with woman. That is it. And people buy into that because we're so ignorant of the scriptures. And the Word of God talks about that. Your whole life can be ruined based on ignorance. That ignorance is not an excuse for not doing things. And so be not ignorant of the devil's devices. And so to me, Christians need to just stand up and believe what they believe. The world does it unapologetically. They flaunt it in our face. And we're like, well, we're going to love them. This thing of loving people into the kingdom is an absolute flat out lie. It's not biblical. It's nowhere in the scriptures. The Bible says by the foolishness of preaching will men come to be saved. And so we preach the truth. We stand on the truth unapologetically. Well, what if they don't like me? I don't care. That's what we got to get. I'm not trying to be like, I want to be respected, and we'll never be respected into this world, the world arena, until we're willing to stand on the Word of God and never, ever apologize for it. I've seen preachers apologize for the word, and I'm thinking, you guys are dumb. You're like chum in the water to the world. And why would I apologize for God's word? It's not my word, it's His word. But anyway, I have so many strong opinions on this. I'm sorry.
No, praise God. I mean, that's exactly, but what you said, we got to stand on the Word of God. We have to know what the Word of God teaches before we can stand on it. And that's a problem in a lot of homes with not understanding the Bible. And a lot of people watching and listening, maybe they don't have a good pastor in their church. And so they've got to get into the Bible themselves and study, show themselves approved. They've got to understand the Word of God to share the gospel. And by the way, what did the disciples do? They said, well, we must obey God rather than man. And that's what you're talking about, even as a pastor, but even as someone who's not a pastor, whose approval are we seeking? So with that thought, we've got to wrap up this show with Pastor Steve Smotherman. Brother, thank you for your time. It goes by so stinking fast, but continued good success with you personally and Legacy Church and the Academy there. We praise God for you, brother. Thanks for your voice.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a joy to be with you, and I love your belief and where you stand. Thank you for doing that.
Amen. Worldview matters. Hey, thanks, friends, for sharing the podcast. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.